Kathleen, what would you say is your fondest memory of Ron?
Oh, the times we went to Flint Hill to the grocery and sit on the porch. he would get him a bologna sandwich, you know, and I forgot what I got to drink. He'd always get, and I'd get something to drink, and we'd sit out on the porch and watch the birds. And that country store is trying to be sold right now. It's been in the Carden family for years, and the one that him and his wife owns it now, I mean, their kids all grew up in that store. They lived in it, and they're trying to sell it. They're wanting to get out where they can go on trips and do things. I know they're confined, but they are wonderful people, and they're certainly going to be missed when they close that store. And they haven't had but one person to look at it. I'm afraid that they're not going to get it sold. And they have a good business over there. They sell a lot of stuff. I just love to go to Flint Hill to the grocery. Anyway, Ron is just, I don't know, I couldn't say the special thing about him. I'll tell you one thing he did, too. My granddaughter, David Knight's daughter, she was in college, and she was majoring in communications. And he took her up to the radio station and let her spend time with him at WIL and showed her the building and everything.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he was that type of person. And now she's out of college and got a job down in Nashville, so doing partially what she wanted to do, I think. So, but she's a sweet girl, and I was so happy that Ron took her. He took her there to the station and let her see it.
What will you miss most about Ron?
Oh, no, that's what he was, wasn't it? Just to do things for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a shame he hadn't had to go at such an early age. He had such a good life.
Yes, ma'am. And he went out doing what he's done for many years, serving people.
That's right. It's what he did. Uh-huh. And I loved him for that, I guess. I could talk to him. I don't care what it was. Any problem I had, he was ready to listen to me. And I went through losing my husband and two children. I mean, he was always there for me. It's just a shame that he had to go so quickly, but I guess the one up above knew he was better off up there.
Oh, yes, yes. He's doing a lot of the on-the-scene reporting up there.
I hope so. I hope he's still looking down on me, too, and you.
If there's going to be a 67th book of the Bible, I think Ron Boone's going to write it.
That's right. He knew it well, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He taught that Sunday school class, and of course I go to Country Church out here at Center Point, but he taught, Miss Beeson was in his Sunday school class, that colored lady that had just died, you know, and she said he always would mention me in Sunday school when he was bringing the lesson out, something about me, and of course she was there the night he died, and then I went to her funeral, funeral home the other day to pay my respect to Miss Beeson, which she was a worker in Hardin County, Elizabethtown, and a black lady, but she was a good friend of mine.
We're definitely going to miss Ron, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes, we certainly will, and I know you at the station are going through hard times without him.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, in fact, there's nobody can take his place, really.
Nobody, no, and I don't think anyone has ever tried.
No, and they won't, because there's nobody. Nobody has his ability to be what he was. He was just a special person.
Mm.
And I think you are right now, or you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kathleen.
I really appreciate you asking me. I'm afraid I haven't helped you very much.
You have helped me immensely.
Well, I did think about a few of the things as I went along, you know, talking with you. Mm-hmm. I forgot about the radio station helping us with the cancer drive, and we took in the telephone calls and right there at the station, and all those doctors there, you know, and people would call in with their questions, and it was a good program. And I hope I have been able to help you a little
bit. Yes, you have, Kathleen.
Well, you just call me anytime, okay?
Okie dokie.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you. Take care of yourself and watch that heat.
Oh, I will, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. W-I-E.